welcome to the conversation this morning.
Great to be here.
How many things can we do now without any form of human interaction, as a matter of interest?
The answer is lots and lots. Nearly anything you can do offline that we can do in a physical sense, we can now do or imitate online. So we can cook online, so to speak. We can get our library books online. We can even drive our cars online without physically seeing anyone or touching anyone.
Right. What can't we do?
It really comes down to what people want and don't want. It's that personal interaction that determines what we can't and can do.
Do you feel that as a society, into the future, we will be solo flyers?
No, I think we're actually going back the other way. There's a lot of conversations going around that what we're becoming is isolated because these digital devices, our computers, our mobile phones, mean that we're it and the rest of the world exists inside of the screen. And what we're finding, in fact, is the exact opposite, that we have more connection to people now than we ever did before. The connection is very different. It may not be what we're used to, and for many people it may not be pure, meaning that we don't have physical contact. But if, for instance, you take somebody that's elderly, that's infirm, that can't get out of the home, what he or she's able to do now is to use a simple device like Skype to be able to keep in contact with family, with relatives, to see the grandkids, to do homework, to mentally keep alert, stimulated.
Does that cut the mustard as much as getting a hug from a grandchild? You know, seeing him on Skype is one thing, and that's kind of enlightening, I agree, but it doesn't really replace a physical bit of affection, does it?
No, but we're not talking about replacement, and that's where the issue often gets muddy. I don't think it's ever a baby and bathwater situation where we're going to take one over the other. It's really situational, what suits best. And as much as we'd like to go give grandma and grandpa a hug every day, we may not be able to. But we can talk to them every day. We can connect with them every day. We can have nurses come in and have a look at them and make sure that they're okay. And then we can mix and match. And really, to me, that's where our conversation needs to head. It's the mix and matching. I certainly don't want a world where we're ever going to have just one or the other.
All right, that's interesting. Well, are you looking forward to the future, Morris?
I'm always looking forward to the future.
It is light. Thanks for your time this morning.
A pleasure.
Morris Myalskoi.